Austin. This has been far and beyond anything I imagined it would be. So many amazing people here speaking and just in the audience that I've gotten a chance to talk to and listen to.
A collection of individuals with these resumes, you just don't get anywhere else.
You're hearing the opening from a welcome video on the Congress of Future Science and Technology Leaders website. The video shows a concert hall filled with high school students from around the country. They're smiling, dancing, cheering, and all the while, big names in science and technology walk out on stage waving. There are genetic researchers, National Medal of Science recipients, the inventor of the Ethernet, and even Buzz Aldrin, one of the first humans to walk on the moon. The video is supposed to get students like Charles excited about geeking out on science and technology with other students for 3 days. And it's working.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of things to talk about and like telling each other what we like and what we're interested in. And I don't have much people around me here that are interested in doing that.
Charles loves science. Her favorite is biology, particularly genetics, but she also really digs chemistry. And at the Congress, she'll get to share that love with people passionate about the same things. The Congress is an academic honors program. Students need a 3.5 grade point average or higher to be selected, and Charles is well ahead of that.
Last year, I ended school with a 4.0. And this year, it's so close. It's a 3.8, and I just need 1% more to get it back to a 4.0.
In Boston, Charles will hear leaders in the fields of science and technology talk about their research. She'll get advice from deans of top tech universities, and she'll learn about the latest advances in science and technology. In her interest areas of genetics and chemistry, knowledge is advancing rapidly. The goal of the Congress is to inspire students to pursue their dreams in these fields and provide resources to get them there, like scholarships, networking, and internships. Charles says she's heard plenty of encouragement from her peers at Bethel Regional High School.
Most of my friends they're not really interested in science, but they said it's really cool that I'll have the opportunity to go to Boston and meet all these big professors and Nobel Prize winners.
Bethel math teacher David Terry suggested Charles for the Congress. And Dr. John Mather, who's a Nobel Prize winner in physics and science and the director of the program that runs the Congress, Mather nominated Charles, and the news came to her in a letter.
We picked up my dad, and he had the mail from the post office, so I was in the truck when I got it, and I opened it, and I just was really surprised because things like this don't come around very often in rural Alaska.
But attending the Congress isn't free or cheap. Charles is aiming to raise just under $3,000 for tuition, airfare, and food. She set up a GoFundMe page. Family members have given donations. She's used a portion of her permanent fund dividend, and she and her mom have been holding bake sales. They have two top sellers.
Cranberry bread. The one that's been the most popular was the salmon berry pie.
Charles has about $2,000 more to raise, and she believes it'll all pay off.
It's like kind of nerve-wracking, but exciting. Like your dreams are going to come true if you get this kind of opportunity.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.